Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It's Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We're still monitoring this story just breaking in Philadelphia. An aircraft reportedly has struck a mall in Philadelphia. That's pretty much we basically know now. First responders just getting on the scene in Philadelphia. And we're going to monitor this for you and keep you up to date as this develops during this hour. Stocks ending today amid the announcement that tariffs will be imposed starting tomorrow. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks erasing morning gains and ending lower on this last day of trading for the month after the White House said that President Trump would put in place 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China, which will take effect on Saturday. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending in the red, with tech the worst performer, while communication services gained. The Dow winners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Chevron, Sherwin-Williams, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 337 points, the Nasdaq lower by 54, S&P 500 down 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. You can text radio to 83393. Looking at the roads here, let's see. Not too much going on. It's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. If you are having issues on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. As for the weather, we are sitting at 58 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Saturday's high going to be 65. Sunday's high is going to be 70. So we're going to see those temperatures creep up. But it doesn't look like there should be any rain around.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. We are watching and monitoring the activity up in Philadelphia. Wanted to jump onto the Fox Network and join them live from Philadelphia. If you don't mind, go ahead and bring them in describing what's going on up there right now. This is Fox News on News Radio 92.3.
And if we could bring back, I don't know if we've isolated the Ring doorbell camera that was given by a viewer to our local Fox 29 affiliate. It seems to have just stopped in midair. And it seemed to have caught fire in midair and just almost went into it, just exploded. Is that what you witnessed?
I didn't witness the actual incident of what had happened. I only noticed it on the ground. I was about 20, 25 minutes away from when this initial call came out on the scanner. Once I arrived on the scene, that's when I saw all the flames, the smoke, and just that smell. Of the fumes. That's the crux of what I witnessed. And then when police just started putting up all of the cordons, that's why I couldn't get initial photos out the way I normally do. Steve is wonderful and great at getting that stuff out. But I'm just trying to find another vantage point, another location, and just trying to nail myself down right there right now.
All right. It looks like this whole the accident happened. The explosion took place between 6 and 6:30. We know that two people are on board, according to Fox 29. And now we have this news just in. At least six people are known to be dead, whether they got died on the ground from debris that fell from the sky. We are not sure, obviously. It doesn't seem as though the plane hit anything, unlike what we're witnessed over in Washington and still trying to figure out. But now we have this incident. And nothing but questions, but certainly it's anything but settled, that things are anything but under control, because you see these fires burning everywhere. So, Kyle.
You're listening to live coverage from Fox Network on News Radio 92.3. We're covering this afternoon. An aircraft has reportedly struck a mall in Philadelphia, happening just minutes ago. Let me take you back to Philadelphia now.
Brian Anderson is a former helicopter pilot in the U.S. Army. He was going to be talking about what was happening up by Reagan Airport, along with Don Zoldai, a retired colonel in the U.S. Air Force, an expert on...
Okay, so they're just now going back into the studio, but we were reporting that an aircraft has reportedly struck a mall in Philadelphia. Two occupants of the aircraft have been reported deceased, and six on the ground. So these are preliminary numbers, because this event just happening in Philadelphia, but you heard it live on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, it's just a terrible situation. We've been keeping track of B-roll footage, and we'll be listening to some of those eyewitness accounts and some of the people that Fox News is having on, and we will keep you updated as we get any substantial upgrades to the story so far. One of our biggest stories in the state of Florida, Florida colleges and universities going to reduce their general education courses. The State Board of Governors approved a new list of courses at yesterday's meeting at the University of North Florida. Officials believe it's not based on theories of any systemic racism, sexism, and privilege. A group of professors held a news conference right before the vote, pushing back against the reduced course catalog because they feel it limits what they can teach. But to clarify, Florida colleges and universities are still allowed to offer the classes on the list, but they just can't be part of general education requirements.
Okay, so positive movement here this afternoon to tell you about. Three more hostages are scheduled to be released by Hamas tomorrow, including an American, in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Jessica Rosenthal has the latest.
Among the three being released is Keith Siegel, the American Israeli from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He was taken from Kibbutz Kfar Aza on October 7th, as was his wife, who has already been released. After her return, she said when she left, Keith had been severely injured. Among the Americans still being held by Hamas, Sagi Dekelchen and Idan Alexander. The bodies of four Americans haven't yet been returned, including Itai Chen, Omer Nutra, Judith Weinstein, and Gadi Haggai. In a statement, Hamas says Ofer Calderon and Yarden Bibas will be released as well. Hamas claims Bibas' wife and their two little redheaded sons were killed. Israel says that has not been confirmed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
6:19 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, law enforcement on Florida's Treasure Coast are cracking down on illegal immigration. How they're doing that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about President Trump's press conference yesterday after the horrific crash at Reagan International Airport and the stuff that he said. Also talked about the move in the Florida legislature to take away in-state tuition for what they call Dreamers, illegal immigrants who were brought here as children. Remembering Bob Snow, the founder of Seville Quarter, who recently passed away, and the Transgressors Memorial Service. You can listen to all of these comments and discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org. Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. A little bit of Styx music from the Roboto album. Tommy, and I forget his name, lead guitar player, blonde-headed guy. He was actually for years fronted the band from Birmingham, Alabama boy that was a standout with Styx and very talented musician. I always tell people, do not make it a habit if you're going on a cruise to get sick and have to go to their medical facilities. And you're supposed to say at this point, well, why is that?
Actually, that is true, but the main thing I'd say is I don't think they're trying to get sick.
Well, no, here's where I'm going with this, because most people that are cruisers, they know this. The rates, what they charge in these hospitals,
right,
outrageous. I mean, absolutely outrageous. Let me just tell you kind of a story here. Couple from Minnesota got a surprise medical bill on their, get this, here's the operative word, free cruise to the Caribbean. Mm. They're afraid that they might now have to go bankrupt. Mike Manzoni with TV affiliate up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul, KMSP, Channel 9, explains the situation.
Things took a dark turn for Mike Cameron and his girlfriend Tamara Masterman. He came down with a bad case of the flu and ended up in the medical ward on board Norwegian Cruise Line's Encore ship. He recovered but felt sick again when he saw what it cost for 3 days of treatment.
To turn around the day we're leaving and get handed a $47,000 bill, I just didn't even know what to do.
They thought the travel insurance they bought from Norwegian had them covered.
And everybody in the medical ward kept saying, don't worry, you have $20,000 coverage.
The interest is quickly adding up, and they're running out of options.
My goodness, what a disaster.
$47,000.
625 here.
I told you not to go there.
Oh, no. Rest assured.
Told you.
I'm not going to be going to any medical facility on a cruise because you ain't going to catch me on a cruise, bub.
Oh, now. Don't say never.
Yeah. 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Been a very smooth sailing evening. Do have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that will hopefully dissipate soon. As for the weather, 58 degrees right now, officially low of 48 this evening. Saturday's high 65, Sunday's high 70, no rain.
Okay, 626, News Radio 92.3. I first want to start this story off by saying thank you for your service to our Vietnam vets.
100%.
Absolutely. New documentary examines the fallout from the Vietnam War, and Michelle Pollino is all over this story.
Without you, I wouldn't be here today.
Ethan Hawke narrates Vietnam, the war that changed America, on Apple TV+. The doc looks at what it was like to live through one of the longest wars in our history, through those involved with first-person accounts.
We were brothers. The camaraderie is so strong.
You know he's willing to die for you, and he knows I'm willing to die for him.
The United States' initial involvement began in November of 1955, when President Dwight D. Eisenhower first sent American advisors to the country, but the conflict really began 10 years later in November of 1965. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And obviously, it's going to be a while before we find out who was on that plane.
You are listening to News Radio 92.3 with Fox Network coverage of an aircraft reportedly striking a mall in Philadelphia. Let's join the network live, if you don't mind.
East Philly. So when you're talking about six people in a medical type flight, possibly a Learjet 55, this plane could have been headed anywhere. You had mentioned the importance of de-icing and that possibly being a, you know, just speculating here, but obviously Northeast Philadelphia Airport, and that's all part of the pre-flight process, correct?
It would be. And so a couple things. So now it's interesting how fluid this kind of stuff is. So we now know that the aircraft was departing Northeast Philly. So it means that tells me it would have been full of fuel. And that's why you're seeing an accident on the ground. You're seeing witnesses on the ground saying that the airplane was full of fuel. Could it be a Lear? That would be consistent with the kind of airplane that comes in and out of there. It could have been a King Air, which is a twin engine turboprop. It could have been any one of a dozen airplanes. I mean, I could rattle off dozens of airplanes that it could be. To answer your question, you cannot take off with ice on the wings. Now, as I said earlier, the ground temperature is 10 degrees centigrade.
You're listening to breaking news coverage from Fox Network on News Radio 92.3. Apparently, an aircraft during the past hour has struck a mall in Philadelphia. We return you back to live coverage.
Climb into icing conditions, depending on the type of aircraft it is. The first thing you do when you get into ice, let's say it is a light jet, you get into ice with that thing, you just pull the nose up, you just keep going. Because sooner or later, you get up where the air is so cold that the water's not going to form on the wings. Now, if it's a Navajo, which is a twin-engine, unpressurized airplane that's used for medical transport, that's a piston-powered airplane, that airplane gets into ice, that's a whole different kind of kettle of fish. So, I mean, there's a million different things that go into this. I just can't keep getting away from the fact that the way the airplane came down, which just tells me one of the two things. It was either it could have been a structural issue. Airplanes don't come down that fast. I mean, they just don't.
Yeah.
Unless there's been a structural issue. I mean, there's.
And what kind of structural issue would you think it could possibly be? What could we be looking at?
Well, believe it or not, what people don't realize is that the pilot can on either a 747 or the smallest Piper Cub, a pilot can pull the wings off of an airplane.
So let's bring it back here. We've been listening to local coverage in Philadelphia, and why wouldn't we?
Okay, we have been monitoring coverage in Philadelphia from the Fox News Network on News Radio 92.3. Another airplane apparently has crashed, this time striking a mall in Philadelphia. Preliminary reports, two crew members on that plane have deceased, and then there were six reported deaths on the ground. These are preliminary numbers.
You're
these
right.
Just happening. This aircraft striking the mall happened, they say, around 5:30 Pensacola time,
mm-hmm.
Between 5:30, 5:45 in that area. So we're going to take a break, and we'll monitor the situation for you. We have Fox News all cranked up here with the latest information as we basically keep you abreast of the plane striking that mall in Philadelphia this afternoon. You are listening to News Radio 92.3 Pensacola.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Emergency crews are responding to reports of an air crash striking near Roosevelt Mall in Philadelphia.
The flames on the roof are a good 10 feet, and there's very thick smoke.
Fox affiliate reporter Steve Keeley with WTXF. Several nearby buildings are on fire. Details about the victims are still unclear. The National Transportation Safety Board continues to investigate the deadly plane military helicopter crash this week in Washington, as crews work to recover the bodies of those killed.
Because we're doing a joint NTSB and DOD investigation, the NTSB actually has a Black Hawk certified pilot on staff, on our personal staff, based out of Alaska.
Todd Inman of the NTSB, 67 people were killed in that crash. So far, more than 40 bodies have been recovered from the Potomac River. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump's confirming that he will, in fact, impose 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada, according to CNBC. However, Trump telling reporters last night that his administration has yet to determine if oil imports would be included in that policy. The blanket tariffs on the country's products go into effect tomorrow. Stocks were lower today as investors continued to digest multiple earnings reports. The Dow lost 337, the S&P 500 fell by 30, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 54 points. The FDA is approving a new prescription pain medication for adults to treat moderate to severe acute pain. The drug called Jornovix is a non-opioid painkiller, which is the first of its kind to treat that type of pain in more than 20 years. Crude oil futures for March are under $74 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. John Calipari returns to Rupp Arena tomorrow as Arkansas plays Kentucky. Was Calipari perfect at Kentucky? Absolutely not. But he brought a bevy of stars to Lexington and won a championship. Kentucky fans wanted him out after last season, as it was clearly time for the Coach Cal era to end, and John departed for another SEC squad in Arkansas. Now the question is, what reception will Coach Cal receive on Saturday evening? And anything other than cheers is unacceptable. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Plus, members save $10 per gallon of Stainmaster Performance interior paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. There you're smoothing things out a bit. We've been playing...
Yeah, kind of mellow.
Been playing those headbangers and hairspray artists. Now, that's a nice song.
Yeah, I love that
nice,
song.
Nice mellow song here. Chris Bryant, Austin Price in with you this afternoon. Still monitoring. We'll be dropping back into Fox in a few minutes here. We're monitoring the live reporting. A plane crash in Philadelphia happened near a mall. And we're only getting preliminary numbers right now. Two crew members have been reported who have died in that crash. Six people on the ground. These are preliminary numbers. But we'll take you back to Fox in Philadelphia in just a few minutes. Let's talk a little sports before we go back up to our team up in Philadelphia. Preparations are underway for the Super Bowl. Jared Max has the latest for us.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. Before heading south to New Orleans for Super Bowl 59 on Fox, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni got his game plan against the Chiefs in place.
A big chunk of it is ready to go, so I won't share everything with you guys, but we'll practice, we'll be on the field, we'll be installing things. You got to get a good portion of it done because the schedule's a little different next week.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
There's some different things that you got to handle next week, and you know, you might not have the all-day Tuesday meeting or an all-day Monday meeting because of media night that you would normally have as coaches.
Like Eagles coach Nick Sirianni, Chiefs coach Andy Reid knows the routine.
As coaches, we got to dig in and get going, make sure that we can feed the players a good game plan. I know it's a two-week period before the game, but once you get down to New Orleans, it's a bit chaotic, so you want to make sure you take care of business now.
Chaotic plus Mardi Gras Tuesday. Jared Max, Fox News.
And you see, and that is incorrect. You heard him that time.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras, too. Is he crazy?
I don't know.
Of course, Mardi Gras is happening next 1st of March.
He's probably never been to New Orleans in his life,
and,
Chris.
And now he's saying it's Tuesday. Okay. They're shot his validity right down the tubes. Hey, this weekend, another brutal matchup for the good guys, the Ice Flyers I'm talking about. Pensacola faces Roanoke tonight. Action gets underway in about 20 minutes or so. Then tomorrow night. Games at the Bay Center, of course. Now, tonight, you can help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. Tomorrow night, it's Mardi Gras night. Walk-ups, welcomed. Mm-hmm. Still go in there and slap there. Just head on over there and get your tickets. Puck drop 7:05 this evening.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this. Dwayne Wade says he had a cancerous tumor removed from his kidney. The former Miami Heat guard revealed on his podcast that doctors removed nearly half of his right kidney in December of 2023. He said that he had been putting off a physical but saw a doctor due to health concerns, including stomach and urinary issues. He explained that the area of concern couldn't be biopsied, so he had surgery to remove the tumor, which was found to be cancerous. He is married to Gabrielle Union, of course, and said he saw everyone show up and be there for him during that time.
Okay, 640 News Radio 92.3. While we're keeping it on the theme of NBA, the NBA's all-star roster is all set to go, and Joe Morgan has the details.
Victor Wembanyama certainly looks to be the future of the NBA, and now he'll be showcased in his first all-star game. Wembanyama was named as one of seven Western Conference reserves, along with Anthony Edwards, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Jaren Jackson Jr., Alperen Şengün, and Jalen Williams. In the Eastern Conference, Damian Lillard, Darius Garland, Jaylen Brown, Cade Cunningham, Tyler Hero, Evan Mobley, and Pascal Siakam will compete in San Francisco on February 16th. All-Star Weekend will have a new feel this year, as it will be a four-team, three-game, one-night tournament, with three of the teams consisting of eight All-Stars and the winning team from the Castrol Rising Stars being the fourth. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the first U.S. Olympic figure skating gold medalist is dead at the age of 95. Dick Button died of natural causes. He won the first of back-to-back Olympic titles in 1948 when he was 18. He's still the youngest man to win an Olympic figure skating gold medal.
Okay, and just to follow that a little bit, I first watched him with Jim McKay. Jim McKay was a world-famous sportscaster for ABC News. He did the show on Saturday afternoons at 4 o'clock. It was called The Wide World of Sports. Mm-hmm. And Dick Button always would do the commentary for ice skating. He was an absolute legend. Jared Max has more.
1984 U.S. Olympic gold medal figure skater Scott Hamilton called Dick Button one of the most important figures in our sport. U.S. Figure Skating said, the two-time Olympic champion's pioneering style and award-winning television commentary revolutionized figure skating. Dick Button, a winner of five consecutive world championships, who won gold medals for the United States at the Winter Games of 1948 and 1952, died Thursday at age 95. Former U.S. Olympic skater and current broadcaster Johnny Weir said, Dick Button told it like it was, even when his opinion was not a popular one. Dick Button was a skater, broadcaster, actor, and a lawyer who passed the bar exam after he attended Harvard Law, but never practiced in the profession. Jared Max, Fox News.
And seems like everything was just a little bit too easy for him, huh? My goodness.
He was great, and he was a great broadcaster on top of it all.
Absolutely. You know, I said we were going to touch on this about 20 minutes ago, but we never got to it, of course, because we've been kind of popping in and out of our Fox News Philadelphia coverage. But wanted to talk about this here in the state of Florida. Law enforcement on the Treasure Coast cracking down on illegal immigration. The Indian River County Sheriff's Office detailed an operation with ICE officials yesterday that led to the detainment of at least 24 migrants. 8 members of the group were arrested on state charges. And earlier today, Governor Ron DeSantis was in the panhandle to speak out against a newly passed immigration bill that he believes will make it impossible to deliver on President Trump's policies. DeSantis says he wants to make illegal immigration a state crime and put an end to catch and release.
You know, I almost forgot this when we were talking ice skating. Of course, it all started with the ice flyers. That's where we went off in that
Fitting
direction.
Enough, yeah.
But don't forget, after the game tonight, about 9:30, the ice rink at the Bay Center is open to public skating. So if you want to do some ice skating tonight, hey, what a perfect date night type thing, you know?
How romantic.
Go out there and skate around. Maybe bring along your own skates, or you can rent them from the facility there. But it'll be sure. That should be a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah.
Public skating over at the arena.
And the Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum requesting Google to not change the name of the Gulf of Mexico on Google Maps. I can't believe that's a headline. That's why I stuttered my way into it. On Thursday, she sent a letter to Google asking them to reconsider its decision to rename the Gulf following President Trump's executive order. And Google unsurprisingly says that it will only appear as the Gulf of America for those in the U.S. That seems to be the only logical conclusion at this point.
Okay. More unsettled weather moving into the West Coast area. Not good for the areas that have just gone through fires, erosion, mudslides, things like that. Temperatures warming up every place else. It's going to be so nice around here. Middle 70s this next week.
Wow.
No rain. Good stuff. Meteorologist Janice Dean. I wonder who, if she lost the flip of a coin, because you know what she has to do Sunday morning, 6 a.m. That's Eastern 5 our time.
Does she have to cover the groundhog thing?
She's got to cover the Punxsutawney Phil thing.
Yes, forgive me. I forgot his government name. Yeah, yes, Punxsutawney Phil.
There you go. Absolutely. Okay, here's Janice with an update.
The West Coast is about to get pummeled with days of heavy rain, wind, and mountain snow as an atmospheric river sets up to take aim on the Northwest as well as Northern and Central California. Flash flooding will be a huge risk the next few days. Meanwhile, a storm system across the east is bringing a mix of precipitation from ice to rain and or snow for parts of the Tennessee Valley, the Appalachians, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast. Temperatures are warming up for much of the country, with exception to the Northwest and the Northeast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Speaking of the weather, it's 6:45 right now, so we'll lead in with that for your traffic and weather together update. It's 58 degrees right now, low of 48 tonight. This weekend, as Chris was saying, the next several days are going to have no rain. So Saturday is going to be sunny, high of 65. Sunday, patchy fog maybe early on, then sunny, high of 70. And as for the roads, it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. That appears to still be the case now. So thank you for being safe out there.
Disappearing from radar.
6:46. This is News Radio 92.3. You're listening to live coverage from Philadelphia. This is the Fox Network. A plane crash has happened near a mall in Philadelphia. Happened between 5:30, 5:45 Pensacola time. A lot of activity up there. Let's go live and find out exactly what's happening in Philadelphia. This is the Fox Television Network.
Things buckled up. You're bringing flaps up. You're doing things. It seems to me like this is highly unusual, and it's symptomatic of maybe something on board happening. What's your takeaway of this, Mike?
Well, there's a couple of causes, actually multiple causes, but it either has to be pilot error, human factors error, which I doubt it was. Looks like it was just from what you're telling me. And again, I'm operating with very limited data here. Right. Pilot error, looks like it was on a standard departure route, looks like it was climbing normally. So I doubt if it was pilot error. Then you have to look at mechanical issues, but then you also have to look to see, did it ingest anything into the engines, i.e. birds? But if there's an explosion, although sometimes there will be indications on film, it could have hit something besides birds. You don't know. It's very early. But I think you could probably at this stage early on, without doing any analysis of data, everything's speculation.
You're listening to the voice of Michael Pearson. He is a former air traffic controller. And discussing the plane crash this afternoon in Philadelphia. This is News Radio 92.3.
There was something mechanically wrong with the airplane, which I don't know. I haven't looked at the maintenance records in the history of it.
Michael, you know, the one thing that comes to mind is, you know, when a plane falls out of the sky, you might say, you know, what's going on with the pilot? When it explodes in midair, you think, what's going on with the craft? Meanwhile, we have a witness on the scene who gave this quote out to local ABC. It was earthquakish. It was just horrific. I was just driving down the street, coming to a Wendy's, and I just saw a plane basically hit the building, and it exploded. The sky lit. The sky lit up, and we saw that. We saw the explosion on camera. So if I asked you to break down a scene from what we know, is there anything this reminds you of things that you might have studied before?
Well, I can tell you that doesn't indicate a bird strike or ingesting anything at the engines. That's not a normal happening. I will also tell you, this being very straightforward, witness statements sometimes are not perfect. And when I did some of the accident investigation work for the Transportation Safety Institute, the FAA's Accident Investigation School, witness interviews are not always perfectly reliable, but the loud explosion.
This is News Radio 92.3. You are listening to coverage of a plane crash in Philadelphia. If you're familiar with the Philadelphia area, that mall was the Roosevelt Mall in Philadelphia. Right now, preliminary reports are coming in. Two people have been reported deceased from that crew, the airplane crew, nine people on the ground. But these, like I say, preliminary numbers. Let's go back up to Philadelphia. This is Fox.
Between 6:30 and 7, the explosion happened between 6:20 and 6:30, and this was available. So you actually see the explosion now full screen. And if we can, and Trace is still with us, and Mike, stick around. Scott Brenner is here, former spokesperson for the FAA. Scott, you're usually out front and center when things go wrong, and it looks like something's gone wrong in Northeast Philadelphia. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, that video is pretty horrific, and as your previous guest was saying, clearly it looks like something mechanically, some catastrophic failure in that aircraft. I mean, it took off, 30 seconds, and then had something major happen to it. I mean, that was just a bomb that hit that neighborhood with the amount of fuel it had on board, probably.
And of course, we look to get information.
It's going to be interesting I was just going to say, these aircraft, as far as I know, don't have flight data recorders in them, so it's going to be a little more challenging to figure out what was going on. There'll probably be some conversations with air traffic. Normally, when a pilot gets into trouble like that quickly, the first thing they're taught is to aviate, navigate, and then communicate. So there may not be any communication with air traffic other than, clearance to go and them kind of given a flight level.
And they did have two pilots on board. A lot of times they don't fly these private flights with two pilots. But Trace, you have more breaking news.
This is Fox News coverage of a plane crash this afternoon. Happened less than an hour ago now in Philadelphia. It was the Roosevelt Mall in Philadelphia that this plane crashed into. We will keep you posted throughout the evening as we follow the progression of information as it flows in. As once again, a plane has crashed near the Roosevelt Mall in Philadelphia. And you've been listening to Fox News on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, it's just about 6:51 here, so we'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll hit you with a couple of lighter-hearted stories, maybe some pop culture stuff to help ease you into your weekend. All that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, "Oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours." And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Have you ever thought of going to that statement like back to the drawing board? You think of something and it just does not work. Just fails completely.
Right.
Ever have that happen to you?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, it's happened to Amazon. Their option to try on select items of clothing, shoes, accessories is coming to an end this evening. Tanya J. Powers has an explanation on why this is happening.
This is the last day Amazon Prime customers can take advantage of the Try Before You Buy service it's offered since it launched in 2018. It allowed Prime members to order up to 6 select apparel items on a trial basis without purchasing them and gave customers 7 days after receiving them to return items they didn't want before they're charged. If you're wondering why they're ending the service, Amazon says it's because the program had limited reach and that more people are using the AI-powered virtual try-on, among other reasons. The company pointed out that customers will still have free returns for apparel. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking good. They've been pretty good all evening. Thanks for staying safe out there. As for the weather, 58 degrees, low of 48 tonight. Saturday, high of 65. Sunday, high of 70. No rain in sight.
Okay, don't forget, Monday, Pensacola International is enrolling passengers in that TSA pre-check expedited screening program. They'll do this at the temporary enrollment center on site there at the airfield. TSA pre-check is an expedited screening program that enables low-risk air travelers to enjoy a more efficient screening process. The center at P&S open from 8 to noon and then 1 to 5. Big concert in Los Angeles on Thursday evening. Stars shining in La La Land as some of the most loved musicians in the world join together to raise money for victims of the wildfires. Jill Nadeau has the story.
Huge names came out to perform and raise monies like Billie Eilish, Alanis Morissette, and Green Day. Comedian Billy Crystal made an appearance.
Our goal is simple tonight, to raise more money than the Dodgers spent on free agents.
Crystal's own house burned down, but he rallied the audience.
One city, one heart.
The show appearing on streaming platforms around the world. If you want to donate, check out the American Red Cross and the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Speaking of musicians, the 67th Grammy Awards will take place Sunday. Beyonce nominated 11 times, including for Album of the Year for her country-themed album Cowboy Carter. Meanwhile, fellow superstar Taylor Swift is nominated 6 times, and breakout pop stars Chappell Roan and Sabrina Carpenter are both nominated in each of the big 4 categories: Best New Artist, Best New Album, Best New Song, and Record of the Year. The Grammys will air live at 7 p.m. Sunday on CBS.
Okay, maybe thinking about taking in a movie this weekend? Something to get away to? Well, Fox's Michelle Polino tells us, here's what's coming to the big screen.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino, and companion Jack Quaid and Sophie Thatcher star in a different kind of love story. The plot follows a weekend getaway among friends at a remote cabin, which unravels into chaos after a revelation that one of the guests is a companion robot. In Green and Gold, foreclosure looms over Wisconsin dairy farmer Buck, played by Craig T. Nelson. With mounting debt, he refuses to give up his legacy without a fight. But his granddaughter has dreams of a career in music. With time running out, Buck places a daring Super Bowl bet on his beloved Green Bay Packers, risking it all to save everything he holds dear. In Dog Man, the animated feature sees a faithful police dog and his human police officer owner injured together on the job, but a harebrained but life-saving surgery fuses the two of them together, and Dog Man is born, sworn to protect, serve, and fetch. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Alrighty, and the White House says Americans like that President Trump says what they're thinking, but sometimes lack the courage to say themselves. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked about Trump's use of an expletive Thursday. He used it to criticize a Biden cabinet member while discussing the Washington, D.C. plane crash, and she said Trump was expressing great frustration, perhaps even anger, with the previous administration when he says expletives in the White House press room. So he's just channeling people like you and me, Chris.
Yeah, go sit in a barn for 5 minutes. You can learn all those great four-letter words.
Yeah, all the sailor talk.
Absolutely. Hey, very, you know, pretty happy about Florida Power and Light. They are helping to save the sea turtles on Pensacola Beach. Mm-hmm. FPNL donated $20,000 to the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch. Happened Thursday afternoon. They actually initially had donated $10,000, and then they doubled it.
Right.
Nice people here. The money will pay for a new van to transport injured sea turtles to the Gulfarium Park in Fort Walton Beach. Currently, those volunteers, dedicated people, as I say, actually use their own vehicles to transport the turtles down the road. So some nice people in this world.
Absolutely. And we, you know, there was something about, because it's been on some of our headlines here, a 525-pound bear was found under a home, I believe, in Altadena. And they ended up tranquilizing it, or at least doing so when once it was safe. I think they were kind of hesitant on that. However they got it, doesn't matter. Bottom line is they got a hold of the bear safely and released it back into the wild safely.
Makes sense to me. Double bridge run tomorrow, 7 a.m. if you're traversing the roads around the Bay Area. Be careful. They're going to be shutting those roads off probably around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Hey, see you Monday at 4.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.